All right. So I just want to set up the introduction to this top 11.
I understand that.
So Dylan is the only one that's been clued in, right?
Yeah. Right.
So he's got a little guitar over in his hands.
Yep, yep.
So
I'll more than likely probably play my actual decision on.
You don't have to.
I know I don't have to, but I probably will.
That's cool. But if you got it, you can do it. That's what I set. That's why I set you up over there. All right.
I have my own biased opinions.
No.
That
this is very unpopular decision.
Very.
So here we go. All right. Here's the scenario. Earth is about to blow up, right?
Right.
And we need to go to another planet. Right? And we're on a spaceship. And we're, you know, whether you're in an alternate universe or whatever, but I have 22 bands. You get to pick 11 to go on a rocket ship to leave Earth to another planet. And I have paired these bands up accordingly just to piss you off. All right.
I'm telling you, you're just a motherfucker for saying
this is, but you have to make one decision because you're on a rocket ship and we're leaving Earth, and you get to pick these bands. Hey, I got 22 because I'm doing top 11.
Yeah.
So I have 22 bands. There's 11 bands. Now I've paired these up specifically just to piss everybody off. But you only get one choice. You have to pick one band or the other. Now, I did a test run at the bar the other night. And 3 hours later, everybody was still talking about it.
How do you not have black eyes?
I know. They were super, super, super mad about the decisions that they've had to make. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So if I've left your favorite band out, it's not a big deal. We'll do this again just to piss you off. All right. But these are some of my favorite.
My life is a spike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane.
I like Dykes and Big Dicks. No, wait. Is that?
Whoops.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wrong song.
That's another. I said I wanted to say Big Mike's.
Sure.
I like Big Mike's.
You like Big Dykes?
I like Big Dykes.
Big Dykes that own a plane. I like Big Dykes that own a plane.
I like
Big Dykes
that own a plane. And freedom range is my freedom range. It's my aeroplane. All right.
It's your top 11, dude. I'm just
it's one little piece of paper.
Yeah, very small.
How much?
That's very small.
I know.
That's smaller than Sean's meat.
Yeah, but is it? Facts.
That's a fact, Jack.
Damn it, not on the air, man.
not twice.
Come on.
Not twice in the same
That's
show.
Not fair
I know
to him.
I know it. It's crazy. All right.
So you're
number,
on a rocket
number
ship.
11.
The world's about to end, and we are leaving Earth. Yeah. No, seriously.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just to clarify it for our audience.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's get this is the top 11 what?
Top 11.
Go fuck yourself.
22 bands. You have to pick 11.
Top 11, 20.
But I'm going to pair up band against band, and you only get to pick one. As we're leaving Earth, and
wait,
this is what you're going to take to another Earth, and this is what you're going to deliver. You know, our first introduction to a new planet and a new species.
Okay,
what are you going to bring? You know, and I paired these bands up.
Okay,
you know,
perfect.
So I've ran this over. I've done a test run over at the bar, and you know. There's so many different scenarios with so many different bands, but for sure, you know, I'm giving you some of just off the top of my head, you know, paired up, that you need to take to another planet. Now, remind everybody that there are some bands, you know, that are still stuck in your head. I mean, you can hear their music, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take the memories with you. I mean, you got them.
Exactly.
But if you want to show off on another, like, you want to show off at another planet, I mean, this is so hard. I mean,
it really is.
It really is.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you not necessarily my top 11 that I'm going to pick, you know, but I'm going to give everybody here a choice, you know, to choose what against this band and this band, who you're going to take with you to another planet.
You know, I'm just fucking thankful that you actually included me in this, so then I had some time to think this over.
Okay.
You know, just a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks for giving us time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I've
no,
gave nobody
you,
else time.
You, or, you know, like, days ago.
Now, all I can say is, at this point, is...
Holy moly, how many beers are going to open around here?
A lot.
Dude, keep them coming.
That's like 15 beers, like, and there's like six guys
in the
studio.
There's like 30 people in here, apparently.
Man. Who's going to return the cans?
Oh, there's a barrel for that. Oh. It's funding the podcast right now.
I can tell by the pool stick. Fucking
please,
please
do not remove your beer cans from this premises. We need the money for the podcast.
This is only a test. Do not be alarmed.
Well, BYOB.
While any member of the family will shall
leave your cans
whilst in contamination, please remember to tag their bodies outside for identification purposes only.
Yeah.
Do not be alarmed.
No.
This is only a test. All right, so here we go.
Wait, I failed the test.
Oh, no, because I guarantee everybody's going to fail this test.
Yeah.
Because this is so opinionated that it's going to make everybody so mad. All right. Are you ready?
No.
Do you know what I'm about to present to you? It's on.
No, they don't.
It's on one little piece of paper, and I do, even though that is the top 11, I do have a bonus track, but I think it's a little too soon. I do think it's a little too soon, and that's just going to piss you off even more.
Yep.
So, all right. So
guaranteed.
So here we go. Actually, Scott, I need to get. I'm going to ask everybody in here their opinion. You know,
very good. Yeah, pass around the mic.
It's your own. It's eventually going to be your own decision. What you have to live with,
right?
On another planet. All right.
Okay.
But it's not going to be unanimously. I guarantee a popular vote amongst all of us. All right. So here we go.
Are we killing each other tonight?
Yeah, probably. You know what?
Looking at that,
you probably will.
Looking at this list, you probably might. So, all right. So here we go.
High possibility.
Are we ready? Are you ready for? Is anybody ready for the top 11?
No, I'm still.
All right. So, the scenario goes. I have chosen 22 bands, and I've paired them up again against other bands that I have completely, you know, struggled with for the last couple days. And it's not popular. I mean, you have to guess one or the other.
Okay.
So not necessarily like popular to you or anybody else or whatever. It's just my 22 bands. All right. So here we go. So if you're going,
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, we'll see
too
about
soon?
That. Yeah, we're gonna see about that.
All right, here all we right. go. Here we all go.
Right.
Number 11.
No, it's not. No, I'm gonna start from
number
one,
six,
and I'm gonna work my way down to the ones that I've decided.
Number 32.
Or whatever. No, there's no 32. There's 22 bands, and I gave you a bonus pick. All right.
Supposed to be no editing this show.
No, there is no editing. All right, so I'm going to go right off the list, all the way to 11. So, all right, number one. Are you guys ready?
No.
You have to pick one of these bands to take to another planet.
The show starts in 10, 9.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The anticipation is killing me.
It's
I'm starting to love them. God. And I've already saw the fucking list.
I'm starting to get
and
the woody.
So on.
Oh my God. It's the song that never ends.
Number one, we're going to a planet. Here we go. You either get to pick this band or this band, and so on 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 and so on, all the way down the list, and I guarantee I'm going to piss a lot of people off. So here we go. This is all I've done so far. I will make another list.
And they'll tell two friends.
And they'll tell two friends. And they'll tell two friends. And so on.
I'm sorry, but what the fuck?
And so on and so on. Oh, no, I'm just building. I'm just building.
I gotta go.
I'm just building the climax.
You think you're mad now.
Wait till I get done dropping drops.
You just fucking wait.
He has no band.
You just fucking wait.
Stay here for an hour.
No.
All right. Actually, no. I didn't even make a list. I was just making this up. I got nothing. No, seriously. Don't ever look at me dead. Straight in the eyes again. Number one. ZZ Top. Or Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
Got to pick a band.
Def yep. Leppard.
Go and do another alternate universe. You know. Anybody?
Def Leppard.
ZZ Top or Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
All right, Scott.
Depending on which song.
Depending on which song. Def Leppard.
Depending on the song.
Dylan.
Def because, Leppard. Honestly.
Because. Because. Sean.
Because
what has what has nine arms and legs and sucks? Def Leppard.
Fucking.
I'm going with ZZ Top.
Yeah, ZZ Top is.
But why? Why?
Why? Because. Because if you go with ZZ Top, I mean, you have to go deep. I mean, Def Leppard was for the pop world, you know, Def Leppard was a thing, and they did a great thing. I love Def Leppard. Don't get me wrong. And there's a lot of people that don't like Def Leppard.
This is
and give them a ton of
these
shit.
These are the bands that you got to introduce to the new population on another
world. Right. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get some feedback. On why my decision is the way it is.
Well, if
wouldn't
so,
you want another world to be like us, like influenced?
I mean, yes, kind of, because but we're all really. Assholes, and I don't know if I want to deal with more assholes than myself.
I'm a whole ass.
But
so all I had to do was say ZZ Top and Def Leppard, and this
exactly.
This is what makes you mad right now.
Yes. Because
okay.
So
oh, it's gonna make you mad later.
Def Leppard. Oh, I already saw the list.
I know you did.
I already know, but Def Leppard is more kind of key into the harder shit, into which I am.
Not where I'm from.
I'm more into the harder shit. Yes, ZZ Top is fucking top right. of the line. You know, especially following the blues and everything like that. And with Def Leppard, especially their early albums, they were hard as shit. They weren't necessarily pop. They weren't anything like that. They brought that hard shit. And then who the fuck brings in the electric drum set but the fucking
one-armed
fucking drummer? Hello?
I'm still
You're bringing
going,
technology
I'm still
to
going
the
with the three-piece.
Huh?
ZZ.
Well, yeah. Oh,
I'm still
oh.
going with ZZ.
Yeah, like I said, you know, still bringing the blues and
deeper
and
album.
Nice,
all right.
Nice Texas, you know.
All right.
Bro.
That's right. ZZ Top brought it in too, man. They rocked it, you know. I'm going to go ZZ.
I'm still going with Def Leppard.
All right.
Still going.
You might have another chance on another
ZZ rocket
ship.
ZZ Top, because they have furry boots, and I might need to be warm on that planet.
I know.
Woo! And there's our robot bartender that chimes in. That's very nice. I love it.
Didn't sell out to Gillette. That is a fact.
Oh, yeah.
They did not. They got asked to shave their beards for Gillette, and they did not. That is a fact.
Man, that was a rough one. Man, that's just the cream of the crop.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder if he realizes he still has ZZ Top in his ears right now.
Right. So he's still rolling.
This is still ZZ Top.
I'm keeping my notes. I'm keeping my notes on who I picked.
Right there. Little ZZ Top in the background, ladies and gentlemen.
Super fast.
Is that some subliminal?
Dogma.
Yeah, this is Dogma.
Subliminal? Like, what speed are you playing it on?
I'm playing at normal speed. There ain't nothing special about this. This is Dogma. Yep. Little ZZ Top.
I can get down with it. It kind of sounds like CNN, like top news. Like, hey, what the fuck?
You
got to
remember, ZZ Top was the beginning of the new wave.
Very much so.
They were kind of playing in that world where the new wave was still the thing, and they wanted to be part of it, but at the same time.
But they
you know,
stuck.
The rock was coming back.
Right, they stuck to their roots. Texas, so they had the southern blues kind of deal to it.
Yep.
I give all my props to them, but as far as like the actual like hardness that I'm into, I'm thinking Def Leppard, because if I did not have the Def Leppard there, you know, I wouldn't have the actual hard music that I would have today.
Right on.
I agree. Sorry. No, Def Leppard has their place. They do. Yep. They do. There's no doubt about it.
Especially before the pop.
All right. Yep. Consensus. Def Leppard, ZZ Top.
I think ZZ Top won it.
ZZ Top.
Over Top.
That's me. Arms raised.
ZZ Top, everybody.
There's one. There's two. Oh, I got three. I got four.
I did some. I said
so Def I got Leppard. Four. One, two, three, four, five. All right. So four.
And then of course...
No.
All right, what do you got? What do you got? Number two.
This one angers me more than anything.
Whoa.
Like,
preacher man's getting angry.
To piss me off is just the worst, right? I mean, because... This might even be the hardest one that I gotta decide, and I still haven't decided. No, honestly, you know. So we're still going on the rocket ship, going to the planet, and we gotta take one. We're heading for the big star.
Heading for the big star.
Right. You need to either pick Clutch or Alice in Chains.
Whoa. You know what? As much as I love Clutch, I love fucking Clutch. Alice in Chains all the fucking way. Yes.
I have been a huge Clutch fan forever. Forever.
I love
Elephant
Clutch.
Riders.
Elephant Riders.
Elephant Riders all the way up to
fucking Soap
like,
Makers.
Big old Soap Makers. Right.
You can.
I mean, Clutch goes on and on, but then you got Alice.
Exactly.
I just seen Alice in Corn, and Alice was...
I've been screaming, shove my nose in shit from Man in the Box since I was 2 years old.
Shove my nose in shit.
That's back when they actually had fucking,
Man
you
in
know,
the box.
No radio edit or anything.
Well, Clutch didn't either. They're self-promoted.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's why I still love Clutch, and that's why you're a fucking asshole for fucking even pinning those two together.
I am an asshole.
Exactly.
I'm the biggest asshole you ever met.
No, because I'm the biggest asshole I ever met. Yeah, whatever, Dad.
All right, so even if you don't know these two bands, I mean, you still have to pick one to go to, you know, another planet. You can come back if there's a planet to come back to. I mean, you might even get... Hey, listen... You might even get to sneak in, like, some other stuff.
Oh, right.
Like, yeah. say, I'm, gonna sneak some clutch on here.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just sneaks some Alice on, like, a board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could do that. I mean, I'm not ruling it out. You know, I'm just saying. Everything. Welcome, my son.
No. That would be
welcome to the machine. That's some Pink Floyd.
No.
It was.
That was Alice in Chains, Nutshell.
Yeah. Angry Chairs and Voices. Out the new one is some of my favorite albums.
Oh, fucking. It,
Angry
it,
Chairs.
It's just great.
Yeah.
Angry
Chairs. Everything else.
Sitting in an angry chair. But the whole message, you know, even though he was fucked up on heroin, he was telling people not to fucking do heroin. That's what the whole fucking scheme was about.
Okay, so Clutch and Allison.
I'm still Alice in Chains.
I told you I was going to make some people mad.
And Chains all the fucking way. Like all I right. said, I've been screaming, shove my nose in shit from Man in the Box since
that's
I was
toughie.
2 years old.
That's a toughie, because I will get... Because
I super love to sing along
one of
with
them,
Alice.
They'll do their due. And there's a lot of times, I'll tell you, honestly, Alice in Chains comes on, I turn it off. But I hate... So one thing I understand...
Really?
Well, one thing to understand about me is I am a knot. I'm a knothead.
You're a knot?
I'm not.
Scooter's a knot.
I'm a knot. I hate pop. I hate.
That's not pop,
I hate,
though.
No,
that's
understand me. Allison, every band writes pop.
Oh, okay.
Because they have to. Because you have to make money on it.
I get
so,
what you're saying.
So I
because
hate
Clutch
the pop.
Was that underground.
I hate down in a hole. You know, I mean, I've heard it 80 million times, and I hate it. It's like. Again,
I told you the shit was going to cause some controversy.
I totally understand that. I really do.
No,
because
that's my only thing.
Is not mainstream at
all. They
are
not. And so I probably like more of their music because I don't hear it that much. But you take a tune like this. Now, this just touches my passion.
And right. Nutshell. Yes.
Nutshell. Nutshell's a good tune. That's a good call by you.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it.
Absolutely.
Alice in Chains. But I've had Clutch tunes that have touched me probably not as deeply as that does.
Right.
But
I said.
It's a tough argument.
Exactly. It really
it's
is.
It's a tough argument.
But regardless, I will go with Alice in Chains over Clutch.
I'd be with you there.
But I fucking love Clutch to a T.
Yep.
It's so fucking hard. That's why he's a fucking asshole for trying to bring the goddamn shit up.
I know. I'm telling you.
This show is definitely going to have to be rated E. Because
for everybody.
It's because I am not editing this stuff.
No,
and it's,
no fuck
but,
no.
No.
Hell no.
No. It's
all right.
It is what it is.
How many people Alice in Chains?
Yeah. I got to do it.
Five.
I got to do it.
I got five.
Got
it done. Five out of seven.
Yeah. Woo!
Yep.
Actually,
I love Clutch too. That's
I'm such a fucking douche.
I raised
my hand to Alice, and you know.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to. You know,
and don't get me wrong, I don't hate Clutch.
Not only that,
at all.
They were like a high starter in the fucking. All right.
Well,
you
guys are
going to
really hate me for number three.
Here we go.
Oh yeah.
No, because we got to move along because we could sit. We really could sit here. But
yeah,
I just want to make
we're
sure
in a number three out of
11. I just
11.
Really want to make sure I pissed everybody off at the same time. So in the same era,
Where's his collar, by the way, bartender? Where is his collar? He did not have a collar for the show. Because the preacher man was over there without a collar, and nobody's going to know who he was. But fortunately, it was the only person that anybody could see on Facebook Live besides half of me and Sean's bald head. That's perfect. That's perfect, though. That's funny.
You wanted to be Wilson.
It's like I was Wilson.
That
because,
you were Wilson.
Because for the
time.
first 10 minutes, 10, 12 minutes, it was nothing but you like this.
Right.
Something like that. Hey, I don't know. He was something.
Oh,
like,
actually, I do got a joke about that. I mean, if you guys are watching Facebook
then,
Live, I got a joke.
It was on the back of Sean's head. That was all we had. It was all we had for the first, I don't know, 10, 15
right.
minutes at least.
Right.
So
we're like, nobody in the studio when we're doing shit live. Here's Sean's dog's laying there. Sean on the back.
Jason
head.
Says, can we do one more live show? Can we tonight?
Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Come on,
let's do
go.
One more.
Let's do it.
One more Facebook
go,
Live.
Go turn it
just,
on.
Just
go in there
turn
and turn it on then.
We fixed it.
Did we?
I don't know.
Did we?
Did we? Really
did we?
Did we?
Did we?
Did we? Did we fix the technical
all right.
difference?
Number three.
God, you guys are going to hate me for this one.
I hated you before we started this. But
I didn't even like you when we were friends.
Fair enough.
All right. Number three.
Number three.
You're going to another planet, and you only got to take one of these bands with you. That's it. There's 22 and you got 11. There's only room for 11.
Right.
Doors. Oh. Doors. The Doors.
The Doors.
Or.
Hell yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Doors.
Doors.
Doors. So I am taking, if we're going to another planet, I'll tell you right now, I love Jimi Hendrix. I am a huge, huge Jimi Hendrix fan. I do. I love him. Dylan's right here with me. He's already got this. I am a huge Jimi Hendrix fan.
Jesus.
But if we are going to another planet, no, I'm good. If we are going to another planet, we are taking the Doors. Number one, the Doors are traveling with us because we have to have all those tunes. And we are taking Jimi Hendrix to play the national anthem.
Okay.
Because
well, you might as well.
There is
you
never
might as well
been
get,
a
you might as
better
well.
National anthem remix
oh my God.
Than what well, Jimi Hendrix did.
No, you cannot.
All right, so you might as well just sneak in a little. You might as well split Clutch and Alice in Chains in half, too.
Well, I don't think so.
If you're
going to
sneak some Jimmy, you got to sneak some Doors.
Jimmy's only taking one song. One song.
I didn't say one song. I said the artist. Everything from who you
ain't
pick,
happening.
God, that's
you
so.
Get,
it,
you
it's
get
so
to listen
fucking
to.
Hard.
Dude,
really
you if, get to listen to.
If we're going to,
but you got the rest of the stuff in your head. Because
if we're going to Mexico,
but
I don't.
But also,
you can take everything from
ZZ the Doors.
Or the
if
Clutch.
If we're going to Mexico,
the Doors.
It's the Doors.
You can take everything from them and bring them with you.
But
you,
how can you not?
You
bring
have
the Doors
to leave the other one, everything else behind, besides what you got in your head.
How can you not bring the Doors? Because fucking Jim Morrison talked about the fucking stars all the goddamn time.
The Doors are going.
He wanted to go.
The Doors
and what about
are
Jimmy? Don't fucking leave Jimmy.
Anthem.
You can't leave Jimmy
I know
behind.
You can't leave Jimmy out. Duh.
If you leave Jimmy
then
on
why
this
would
planet,
you pin the two against each other?
Because
why,
because I'm going to tell you, it gets worse.
I know it gets
every
worse.
Band I stay gets
that's why I'm
worse.
Saying. It's
it
fucking
gets
retarded.
Worse and fucking worse and worse, and it sucks. And you're going to really hate me by the time I'm done with this. Wait till I get to number Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Number
Led wait till I get to number
yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
I don't
oh, yeah.
Just fucking wait.
I still say the same thing. I don't care what you say.
God damn.
No, because you're going to hate me.
The Doors
because
are
I could have
go
put different bands up against every other one of them.
The Doors
and
are
left
going
you
everywhere.
Hanging, and that's fine. But I'm telling you, this is the way this show is going, and this is the way this list is going.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to go with Jimmy.
The Doors are going everywhere.
I am a dream crusher. I am a dream crusher, and the fucking Jim Morrison wanted to fucking go to the stars and see the fucking moon and all this shit. Sorry. You're not going.
I'm
Jimi
with
Hendrix.
You.
No matter what, Jimmy's going and playing the national anthem. If we're going to another planet, even another country,
I can't believe a world without the Doors. I cannot believe another world without Jim Morrison.
I can't not take Morrison.
I'm going to pick the Doors.
Really? All right. Yeah. All right.
As much as I love Jimmy.
But they never played them.
I'm picking the Doors. I hate it.
Also, Jimmy was, same as Jim Morrison, a super dick, as they would say. Exactly.
Oh, it's a motherfucking remix. It's that fucking it's that bumpy remix fucking hip hop shit, man. Oh yeah. I like it.
Yo, we're bringing fucking Woodstock to wherever
Listen
we
that.
Go. We're bringing Jimmy.
Man, you ain't getting this nowhere else, man. It's a motherfucking remix right here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That national anthem by Jimi Hendrix was...
Needs to go way beyond the moon. We got it on
1969.
The
moon. It's the absolute best.
It is. I've heard so many, especially lately. I don't even know what the reason
and
was.
Everybody
but lately
knows
I've heard
it,
so many different right? national anthems.
And everybody knows it.
A couple ball games, a couple singers at the ball games.
So wait, what was the score? The grand total?
Oh, Jimi Hendrix against
Jimmy
the Doors?
Jimmy versus the Doors?
I'm going with the Doors.
You're going with the Doors?
I'd go with the Doors, but you know what? If I have to vote against them, I'm taking that one Jimi Hendrix tune.
No, you can't.
Doors.
I'm telling you, you fucking have to fucking choose us. No, you can't.
I am. I'm choosing.
All right, listen. Very closely. Listen, Linda. I want to tell you something. All right. On these 11 bands, I will give you a mulligan like they do in golf. You get extra credit. You can bring one song, but you have to listen. You got to leave the other band
one
behind.
Song from whatever artist.
You can bring one song from whatever band
easy.
That you went to.
That's
right.
Easy.
Oh, is it really? Because you haven't even heard number four yet.
The fuck I haven't? I saw the list.
No, you didn't. You don't. You couldn't have remembered this list. But I know it pissed you off. Uh-huh. So just
yeah,
like
exactly.
I'm doing right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Number four. Who wants to get pissed off the most?
You.
Me. Ooh.
Listen, Linda. And I only did this to treat kind of everyone kind of fairly because I couldn't put the Who and the Rolling Stones up against each other or Led Zeppelin. Yep. So anyway, number four is... You get to either take the Who or the Rolling Stones to another planet.
The Who.
Oh, really?
I didn't even think about it.
That quick.
I didn't even think about it. Wasn't even a question.
Scott chimed in.
Done.
On Who.
Done.
I'm
Who.
On
Who. Who. Who.
Rolling
Who.
Stones.
As much as I love
Rolling Stones. Nothing.
I'll go with the Rolling Stones.
I'm done. Rolling Stones.
Rolling
no
Stones.
No question fucking asked.
Even though the stigma of...
Fuck Who.
Of the Who
fuck
being
you,
able to
fuck
just
who.
Sit there and
Rolling Stones.
Drop fuckers right there. Right then and there at that point in time.
I told you
those concerts were fucking crazy, but I'll still tell you.
I told you.
Rolling Stones
this list gets worse and worse. Rolling Stones going with me, too.
I got time.
I know. All right, so what's the vote on the Who? How many are taking the Who to another planet? No, sorry. I know. I was gonna raise my hand, and then I said no. Brad, Rolling Stones.
Yep.
Who's got 4 out of 3 on the Rolling Stones in the studio?
Oh, there's a split decision.
I know. Woo! It's getting worse.
I would.
I'm gonna go. No
split decision.
I'm telling you. No, I'm gonna tell you, man. The votes are gonna add up. This ain't no joke, man. And this is. I'm going Detroit style on you, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Right?
Just fucking wait.
All right. Number five. Listen. Hey.
Listen, Linda.
I'm listening.
Bob Seger. Or Ted Nugent.
Oh.
Oh man.
Oh, you got Chris there.
Come on, man.
Oh man.
What a dick. I know.
Sorry.
Cigar.
Ziga. But remember, remember,
fucking terrible.
Oh, I can log into my server now.
All right, listen. Remember, you get to take one song from the other band with you too.
Right.
So you better pick.
I'm still taking Hendrix with me. I don't care if it's a Who or not. I'm taking fucking Hendrix with me, dude.
You're taking Hendrix?
Just saying, bottom line, that song, yeah. If I'm going to another damn planet,
woo!
I am taking Jimi Hendrix playing the national anthem, my national
America,
anthem.
Listen,
in front
listen,
of me.
This is how cool.
Yes.
This is how cool this gets. Listen.
Okay.
Because, listen, because we are living in an alternate reality and we're going to another planet. And I pick these top 11, right?
That's all right.
Yeah. But you show up with the other 11, we're good.
right.
We're good.
Yeah, we're all set.
So you just pick those guys, and I'll pick these guys, and we'll just show up there together, and we'll have everything we need.
Like are we peeking?
Oh, we now. Are. Now, now, just say you're by.
You're getting loud now.
I know, but
just say you're by yourself, and all you got to listen to
is compressions. This compression's going to be like
what you just picked.
Yeah,
What you just picked. All right, that's what you're stuck with until the other guy shows up.
Must have had more than one shot, didn't he?
Oh no.
The more they drink, the louder they get.
You
know
how
that goes, don't you, robot bartender?
I gotta go with Ted.
All right, so we need.
I gotta go with Ted.
Everybody in the studio needs to pick. They got to pick a choice. It's either Bob Seger or Ted Nugent. You get
Seger.
One song from the other band to take with you.
I love Seger. I absolutely
Seger
love
fans.
Seger.
Raise your hand,
well,
Seger.
You can't fucking do that. I'm voting for Ted, but I'm a Seger fan.
Okay. All right. So just
who's,
Seger.
Okay.
You're going to another planet, dude.
Right. Right.
I'm raising my hand. I'm going with Seger against
Ted.
And
it's not political.
That's 1, 2, 3, and 4.
It has nothing to do with politics.
Oh, last minute. Last minute.
We have an interjection.
Yeah, you can say something, but you better make it quick.
Seger.
Seger or Ted Nugent?
Sideline Johnson.
It'd be Seger, but the reason I would take Nugent is because the hunting perspective, they would take him over every hand so he could be left there to head off that.
Hmm.
I told you this was
going to
get ugly, man. Opinions.
I want Ted. I want Ted.
All right. Well, that's your world.
Yeah, exactly.
You go live on your
better
world.
Better than yours.
Better than mine. I doubt it because I got the best.
I'm with you, Dylan. I'm with
you. You got the best of the best pinned against each other. How can you fucking lose?
I like the Seger.
Oh, because it's
really
going to get worse.
I know it's going to get worse. Regardless, it's
number
still going to be fucking bomb.
All right, we can talk about this for hours. That's what I'm saying. I've created.
You're a fucking asshole.
I know, but I've created enough controversy and hostility in this room.
Exactly.
We can barely breathe. I'm suffocating.
You fucking did this.
I know.
You did this.
I did this, and I meant to do this.
He did.
No. All right. Another.
I've heard it for days. He meant to do this.
Two other Detroit bands. Number 6, Jagals or Alice Cooper? Instantly.
Alice Cooper.
I listen, you guys get 5 seconds to vote.
Alice Cooper all the way. Yeah.
That's how this one's. It's either Jagals or Alice Cooper. You got 5 seconds. Let's go. Raise your hand.
Cooper.
Raise your hand for Jagals. One.
We got one.
And two. Raise your hands for Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Five out of two. Or five out of seven. Right? I just went through that one pretty quick.
I don't know you're driving.
You don't know what I'm driving?
I said, I don't know. You are driving.
I'm driving.
I'm not driving.
That's the thing is, I love fucking Jay Gowles.
Right.
Oh,
like,
I do too. Oh my Lord, do I do too. Yeah, it's. Yeah,
who doesn't?
Oh, I love him.
All right, we're only halfway through.
But we're going to another planet.
Billion.
Listen.
And I would rather take Alice Cooper.
Babies. Mommy.
You guys drank too much. I can see it already.
When's Daddy coming home? He's been gone for so long.
So long.
Grabbed my coat. I grabbed my hat. And I went into the street.
That goddamn fucking python.
Number 7. Here it is. We're only halfway. And I'm telling you.
We got time.
No, listen. I got 22 of my favorite greatest bands, and I put them up against the other. All right, listen. Number 7. God, this is gonna piss everybody off. I swear to God. All right, listen. Led Zeppelin. Who do you think?
I already know.
Who do you think I put Led Zeppelin up against? Huh?
Nope.
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 Who's going against Led Zeppelin? Because
the Beatles.
Nope.
No.
Nope. You're all wrong. Everybody's wrong. Everybody forgot about this one, didn't they? Number 7. Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yep.
Right on.
Zeppelin.
Black Sabbath.
Nope. We could do this.
Black Sabbath bringing Led Zeppelin with them.
Do you see my point? Do you see how ugly this is?
I know.
Not in my world.
That's why you got more remakes of fucking Black Sabbath than you do Led Zeppelin.
Ow. All right, number 8. Listen.
Oh, God, that hurt.
Oh, listen. You guys want to get, pissed off more and more?
Let's go.
Here we go. Pink Floyd. Who did I... Take a guess. Who did I put Pink Floyd up against? No, really? Oh, no, we're not done, because this is going to go on for a minute. I put Pink Floyd up against Queen.
Oh, my God.
Queen.
Pink Floyd.
Queen. Queen. I'm going to say Queen.
See, I said that, too, when I had to pick.
Freddie is...
Yeah, he's the voice of the century. Everybody knows that.
Live Killers, my favorite album.
My
favorite album of all time of Queen.
But Pink Floyd Laser Show.
That's not what we're talking about.
To do with the music.
Don't forget about Laser Floyd. You cannot.
There's no lasers on a different planet.
That's where Laser Floyd blings them with them.
No, we're talking.
Maybe that's
music.
True. Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
No lasers on the planet.
Now you have laser technology thanks to Pink Floyd.
All right, Pink Floyd or Queen? We're getting longer. Everybody likes Queen?
Yep.
Sorry, I'm taking Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd.
I got two words for you.
It's 4-3, so we win.
That's all right.
Queen's won. That's the first time.
Queen has won over Pink Floyd. Amazing. I'm taking Floyd with me.
This is rough.
Oh, Queen won.
For sure. All right.
It's not, this might not be like a shocker, number 9. It might not be the biggest shocker of what we've had to go through, but I guaranteed I got 4 more. So, but this is pretty cool. I really like this one, and it's a hard decision for me, you know, honestly, but I already think I know who I'm going with. But I'll give you number 9. Leaving on another planet and not come back and you obviously know the scenario. David Bowie, the Kinks.
Bowie.
David Bowie against the Kinks.
Yeah, Bowie.
Bowie.
Man.
Bowie. I gotta say Bowie all the way.
Yep.
He was so
universal.
He
was
so You really got me. Here we go. I met her in a club down in Dulcimer, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A-Cola.
She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. And I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A-Cola.
And how'd that go?
Wow, that almost like swayed the audience.
Oh, I wasn't trying to do that. Do we need a
Bowie? Wow.
Play some Bowie.
I'll tell you what, that felt good, right? Everybody liked it. It all felt good. Oh, fair enough, right? Sorry, everybody. I mean,
Bowie.
Tonight we're live in studio. We're
That's
having
fine.
A blast. Mm-hmm. We got 10 people in here. We're having a good time. And we're going to do this audience participation. I'm sorry, you're not here to enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the next time we do this,
right.
You guys can be a part of it too. And we love it. So
right.
Anyways, we got that Woo! Out of the way. We got that out of the way. So there's the Kinks. That's
so,
my best Kinks.
Do I get to pick a Bowie song?
Everybody gets to pick a Bowie song. Let's see what the top one is, because we're playing a Bowie tune.
All right.
That's,
we
guess.
Are playing
Let
a Bowie.
Guess.
All right. Yeah. No, you get. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, God damn it. I can't remember the name.
Oh, that's good. That's a good start.
Next.
That's a good start. All right, here, let me find somebody.
No, I got it. Come on, Chris. Bowie song.
Aye, aye. Jeez.
That's fine. We're just playing a Bowie song. That's all you got to do right now. I mean, I'm telling you, this wasn't going to be easy. I told you guys this wasn't going to be easy.
I can't remember the name. I'm not. Star,
it doesn't matter. Hey,
Dylan. He's an astronaut.
Major Tom.
Ground control. Yeah.
That is a good tune.
Ground control to Major Tom.
My rocket ship seems to go nowhere.
Space Odyssey.
Right.
Space
that's,
Odyssey.
No, it's not my favorite. It's not my favorite Bowie song.
That's not. You guys can do better than that.
Genie Gene.
You can do better than that.
Genie
Come
Gene.
Come on. Come on, really?
The man who changed
the
world.
Do I got to name him off for you?
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
The world.
Of course.
The man who changed the world.
Of course it's Hero, because, I mean, that's just, it is what it is. And that's a great Bowie tune.
Or it's Bowie over, with Bowie over, with Queen.
Overplayed, but. Yep.
Under pressure.
Changes. Space Oddity would probably be a good choice.
Under pressure with Queen, though.
Under pressure.
Yep.
That's with Queen.
Space Oddity would probably be a good one.
Yes. See, we already have Queen on the list, so you can't put
Brig.
Gene Genie. Yeah. Number 9.
Oh, God.
And it is a very, very good Bowie tune. Love
everybody,
it.
Everybody.
Love it.
We got the mics on?
Yeah, the mics are on.
Right. Everybody.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sing it, brothers. Very nice. Very nice. Somebody's going to carry the song on, and that's not copyrighted because you guys are singing it. So
right.
We got to stay within 30
that's
seconds.
Right.
And good job, my Woo! Studio audience. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Very nice. So now
decision. Decision time.
This is what's
David Bowie or the Kinks?
It's live, but not really. So there's a tough one for you. Yeah,
what
everybody.
Do you, what do you all guys think? Right,
hand raise, hand raise,
hand raise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dylan, you go first. All You're right, in charge.
So I'm going for the Kinks. Kinks.
All right, hands up for Bowie.
I was on the
Bowie.
Kinks until I played that Bowie
all right,
tune.
Bowie.
And that is such
Bowie.
Bowie wins by that far.
Classic Bowie. It really is.
No doubt, Bowie is the fucking man.
I love it. I love it. And I love the Kinks. That's tough. Put them up against each other.
I did. Yeah. I thought I did pretty good so far.
You're
done good.
All right.
You're done good. I didn't like you to this point, but now I think you have some value.
You
know.
Woo! Well, all right, so.
You know, that's kind of like
with the Kinks, you have a whole band. With Bowie, you only have one man, and we are populating a whole new planet.
I understand. We were not getting into singers alone, but Bowie had a band. Yeah. You know.
Yes,
we
got
to bang artists together.
All right, so here's number 10. We're getting off of Bowie and Kinks.
Not going to amount to jack squat.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Number 10. Two Detroit guys. Super huge, man. I love these guys. I love both of them, man. This is going to be a stupid sick one, man, because they came up at the same time, and they got two different styles of Detroit that really bring out Detroit, which
I
love, man.
Be easy for
and
me.
Nah, well, maybe.
I think
you know,
it is.
I don't think it will be for a lot of other people.
No, maybe not. Maybe not.
All right, so anyway,
Further ado.
Number 10, Kid Rock. Yeah. You guys knew it was coming.
Yep.
Did too.
Eminem.
Kid Rock. Kid Rock God. All
Kid
the
Rock.
Way.
Kid Rock.
See, I'm 50-50.
Yeah, I know. I know. I fucking feel you.
I love my Eminem, man. I feel his pain, man. I grew up on 8 Mile.
I love Eminem, too, but...
I grew up on 8 Mile, man. I grew up on Telegraph and 8, you know. Berg Road and 7, man, right in between Taft High School and the Rouge River, you know. It's down right there. So these guys both came, but Eminem is straight up... Eminem is straight up 8 Mile, which I grew up in.
Straight up.
And Kid Rock's from Romeo, which is Detroit. So they still got the influence installed. I'm going to tell you guys, you guys right now, as much as I love Kid Rock, I swear I love.
Yeah.
Man,
I
took Kid Rock to Florida with me and I blared it out my fucking window.
2015, he was still fucking rocking boots off.
To make sure that the world heard Kid Rock from Detroit.
Yeah.
But also, I'm going to go with Eminem on this one.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I'm going with Eminem. I like his shit. I think he's straight up. He's straight up 8 Mile, just like me. But Kid Rock's got my feel, my soul, and Eminem is my alter ego. You know, basically. You know, they both are.
Eminem is Detroit.
Right, and I'm straight up Detroit. So, I got to go with Eminem, but I'm torn. And I will take one Kid Rock's. I will take one Kid Rock song with me to that other planet.
Well,
this song, which nobody knows from Kid Rock, and I'm just going to put it out there. Kid Rock has a song called...
You're Despicable.
I know. It gets worse and worse. But single mother, single father from Kid Rock is my favorite song. So, all right, but this number 11.
Hell yeah.
What did we get through? Eminem or Kid Rock?
Well, yeah. That's the vote.
No, who? The vote. We still need to vote in the studio.
Kid Rock.
I guess gets the majority.
All right. Eminem, I'm with you, brother.
Eminem.
Now, this one's going to be too soon. It's a little bit too soon. Hitting hard next this last week. And this one's going to really, really, really make a lot of people mad. So, number 11, listen to this. I'm putting up Eddie Money.
Gee.
Against.
Of course he is.
Against.
Asshole.
Against the Cars. Rick Ocasek. Eddie Money. Eddie Money versus the Cars right now. That's number 11. Hey, if you guys know it, sing it.
Let the good times roll. Let them knock you around. Let the good times roll. Let them make you a clown.
I'm a little bit loud on the mic. All right, so you got to play some Eddie Money.
Do it.
Shaking. Oh, yeah. Listen to this one. This is fucking Eddie Money at his best.
Rosanna's 30, playing a coach, looking drunk. Stole the keys one night and took her for a ride. Turn up the music just as loud as it could go.
Man.
Very nice.
That's a toffee. Nice. Too soon? I don't know.
Never too soon.
Eddie Money and Rick, okay. I know. You're so fucked either way,
dude.
Man.
The Cars. For sure.
Yeah.
He's already
gone,
so we got to take the Cars.
Eddie Money.
Yeah. That's a toffee.
Freak.
You know, and it's funny. So, you know, we were just talking about this week, and You know, and everybody knows the Cars of our generation. I mean, they really do. I mean, it's the Cars were awesome.
Like I said, too soon, I don't know.
But at the same time,
you know, that was perfect matchup.
Eddie Money was the fabric of our rock and roll world.
Everybody
started late 70s when we were all kids in junior high and just starting high school. And
but
Eddie Money was he was kind of, and his album goes so deep, it really does.
Even nowadays, like people know both sides.
Yeah, Two Tickets to Paradise, and absolutely.
Without knowing their names.
Yeah,
they don't know who anybody was, and they don't know who the Cars were. Like,
and it was such different music back then.
But they know the songs.
Yep.
That's what kind of makes this just fucking asinine.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just tries to pin these things together.
Yeah.
Just to get a fucking roar out of us.
Yeah. Mm. I know.
I did.
No, that was a good one. That was a very good one.
God.
That's all a tough one to vote for. So what are the votes in on that?
No. I don't know.
Eddie Money and
but I'm
going to
give
Cars.
You. Listen. This one's going to suck worse
we didn't vote on the last
than
one.
A lot of us. This is a bonus track.
Okay.
So this is number 12. This is just a bonus.
No. We didn't vote on
Eddie Money.
Oh, so we need Eddie Money or the Cars.
Right?
Cars.
Cars.
I gotta go for Eddie Money. Sorry. Eddie Money. All the way.
Sorry. That's...
I know I'm the down vote, but I gotta do Eddie Money.
Cars got it.
Such a pinnacle
No, there is no right or wrong decision.
It's
super tough.
It's opinions like anything. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. So I did leave you the worst for the last. Because we haven't even talked about these two bands yet. We haven't even put them up against each other. But this one's going to be a heartbreaker, man. I'm going to tell you. Zeppelin and the Stones and the Doors and Jimmy. You know, I can go on and on and on.
You can't do four of them.
Well, listen. I'm going to tell you. Here's the bonus track.
Bonus track is?
The bonus track. Which, you guys, no one's even thought about or... said or did or nothing, not one mention about the
we'll
best
see.
Of these two bands.
We'll see.
Oh, I guarantee you, gonna piss you right the fuck off. All right, so you ready for the bonus round? Number 12, Metallica or Motley Crue?
Metallica versus Motley Crue.
Oh, come on, man. That's a toughie, man. I don't care.
God damn you!
I don't care who you are. That's a toughie.
Fuck!
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe all the Crue fans already fucking yelled
all
up.
All I can say is you're an asshole.
That's pretty easy. It really is.
I'm going to say Metallica.
Not for me.
Yeah, it's very easy.
No,
really I love
is.
Motley Crue as douchebaggy as they are.
It's not. It's not easy.
Metallica.
Whoever said it was easy on this choice is
not. It's
not.
It's not easy.
It's not. It's not easy.
Because I saw fucking Motley Crue.
But I didn't tell anybody else who I was putting up against who. I just left it. And that's what it was.
Four to three already, so Metallica wins.
Who's 4-3?
Metallica.
Who's Metallica?
Metallica.
Raise your hands.
Who is Metallica?
Metallica.
Son of a.
Yeah.
All right.
Motley Crue.
So even.
The Motley Crue.
Even.
I'm taking Motley Crue.
You're taking Motley Crue too?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Even is good as you want to put that because.
And I've seen Metallica way more, and I've seen them at the same
show.
They
know how to rock a song. There's no doubt about it. I'll give.
Mick Mars in his fucking raisin state of a fucking life.
I'll give Crue their due.
He's still jamming.
I will give Crue their due.
Guaranteed.
Because they can rock. But this, and you know this as well as I do, this is pop ass rock. I can do this all day long in my sleep.
Right. Oh, yeah. I love Molly Crue.
This is pop rock.
I love it.
And that's the only thing I don't. I don't.
Hair metal type of fucking. That was kind of like the grungy hair metal fucking type. Not as much as Rat or anything like that.
And their time was perfect. Their timing was absolutely perfect. When they came in,
impeccable. It was impeccable
timing.
So was Metallica.
Exactly.
The world needed Metallica and Motley Crue.
I love Megadeth. And that's where Dave Mustaine
And I was going to put up, hey, whoa. I was going to put up Metallica and Megadeth against each other. I thought it was too.
I would have picked Megadeth right off the fucking bat.
I don't know that one. I don't know the outcome. I would have done that same thing.
I would have picked Megadeth.
And that's what I thought. That's what I was going to do. But I said, no, where's the crew and Metallica? I said, those guys came out at the same time. I mean,
now, if you were to a bar and actually fucking try to do that, yeah, you'd get a rise out of people.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed.
I'm telling you, this
I
is why
still
I
get
didn't
rises
make,
out of people.
I didn't make it easy. I just said you had to make a choice.
Well, why would you?
That's but, all. I mean, also with Metallica, that's where people would be like, well, you wouldn't have Megadeth without Metallica. Okay.
True story.
All right, and I do like but also, Metallica kind of pushed out and kicked Dave Mustaine out because he was too much of an alcoholic. You know?
So they said, oh, and Dave came back.
But that was
the drinking
band.
Dave came back and he said, oh, you know, I wish they wouldn't know they would have cooked me out of the
horsemen and turned it into mechanics. You
know, yeah, play some, play the Four Horsemen from Metallica.
Yeah, play the Four Horsemen and then mechanics.
No, just the Four Horsemen from Metallica.
Well, mechanics is the same thing.
Up against Motley Crue.
Against Motley Crue. Oh shit. Yeah, because
I mean, we can listen to Metallica all day long.
No. I'm saying mechanics from Megadeth is the same thing. It's just amped up.
Train and Consequence.
Train of Consequences.
Whoa.
You know, that's Megadeth. Do we have some the Four
Horsemen? Metallica?
Yeah, the Four Horsemen. We got to give it to them. We have to. I'm just saying, if we're gonna take a vote, I just picked the bonus round. It's Metallica or Motley Crue. I mean, you have to decide. Everybody knows the obvious answer.
But
you know, Metallica.
You know,
I get it.
Just throw Leopard Messiah in the bitch. Let's go.
Right,
true.
Master of Puppets. Oh. My favorite fucking.
I got it.
Get out of here.
That might be later. We might even throw that. Listen, hey, Dylan.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you dead in the eyes, and after every show, we throw in like a subliminal thing at the end.
Yeah.
At the end of the show. We might even do.
That's one. Boom. That's one.
That's who I am.
No, I said the Four Horsemen.
I know.
Man, you gotta play the radio outplayed bullshit.
If I'm voting for Metallica, we're listening to some one.
Okay.
I can actually play this on the guitar. Let me see that.
What?
Hey, hold on.
Do the chugs, man. Do the chugs. All right, careful. Careful. Got you.
So that's where are we at? That's Eddie Money against Metallica. Oh no, it was
hands down.
So two tickets in Paradise or one? That was Motley Crue. Okay, so everybody in favor of Motley Crue? How many we got?
Only because I can take Metallica with me.
We got one,
I'm
two.
Four Horsemen
one,
with
two.
Me and
yeah, I know. It's a one. One is just my song, and it's all about the drums.
Metallica wins. Motley Crue.
I'm with you.
Motley
Crue. Well, it's three for Motley Crue.
Four.
Still.
That's four.
No, Motley Crue right here.
One, two. Oh, three. Oh, now they're climbing in. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Longer
it
goes.
Oh, four against three against Metallica. Oh, hell.
Metallica.
Gina. Gina.
Don't worry, Lars. Gina. Don't worry, Lars. I will still plug you 100%. Yeah, Lars, you are strong in my mind. Strong in my mind, brother. You are a talented son of a gun, and I love you guys. So, where are we at? Was that your last? Is that number 11? Or do we have one more?
No, that was the special 12.
Oh, that was a special 12.
Yes.
So we made it through there. Wow. No wonder he jumped ship on me. He's over there in the...
I know, he's over there damn now.
Whole nother world, so...
Hey, man, I get there.
Let him play it. He's a good picker when he knows a song.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I wish I could pick as much as... because you guys can. I really do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's getting it to ring out and everything all nice and clean. Hell yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, I guess we've probably done well over a three-hour show, so we should probably think about...
Continued.
Yeah, to be continued, but we still got to get the joke of the week in here. So,
I know.
Our sponsor is coming back at us with the joke of the week.
Right.
Oh,
boy.
So,
I'll just sit over here.
Yeah.
No, go
yeah.
ahead. No, take the
shit.
Man.
Hey,
Sean, just grab that mic right in front of Jason because he's just strumming some guitar right now. I want him right where he's at.
All right,
it's
right,
perfect.
Right.
Yeah, no, just pull it right out of there. Put it in your hand. Put it in your hand. I'll crank her up.
Put that.
This mic you're looking
at? You are.
Oh,
you
test,
are.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, no, just pick her right up. You're on there. We got you, brother. We got you.
Use that voice, me, man.
All right. You ready for the joke of the day?
Yeah, this is the official joke of the week.
The week, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so these three college students are getting ready to go to Hawaii for spring vacation. And they're all excited about it. They're on the plane. They're talking about it. You know, it's like how great everything will be. And so the first, or this guy in front of them says, so if you go to Hawaii... You've got to go to Hawaii and have, you've got to go to a whorehouse and have the Hawaiian special. And, you know, they're talking about it and, you know, they're thinking, you know, whatever, you know, and they're all passing it off and everything. No. So they get in there and they get to Hawaii and first guy gets thinking, well, I got to try this. So he goes to the whorehouse and tells the main guy, he says, I like a wine special. Guy goes, okay, well, $15. So he paid him the $15. Beautiful young Hawaiian girl came down these stairs and just grabbed him by the arm, took him up there, and so he got back to the hotel and the other guys are sitting there. Well, how was it? Oh, man, it was great. It was the best thing I ever felt. She got me up. She put a ring upon there, whipped cream, another ring upon, or more whipped cream, and just cherries on top, and ate it off, and it was the best thing I ever felt. So second guy gets to thinking, well, I got to try this. So he goes to her house, and he says, I want a Hawaiian special, but make it a double. Guy goes, okay, $30. So I paid him $30. Gets back to the hotel, and he says, okay. Man, it was freaking amazing. I had a Hawaiian special. I made it a double. It was great. She got me up. She put a ring of pineapple, whipped cream, another ring of pineapple, more whipped cream, two cherries on top. Man, it was great. She ate it off. It was a best thing I ever felt in my life. So this third guy gets to thinking, well, I got to try this. This kind of sounds good. So goes there and they look Hawaiian special, but make it a triple. Guy goes, okay, $45. Gets back to the hotel and the other guys are thinking, how was it? Oh man, I tell you what, I could not believe it. You guys had the best night, but I had even better night. And the reason why is because I got a triple. He said, she got me up. She put a ring of pineapple, whipped cream, another ring of pineapple, more whipped cream, another ring of pineapple, more whipped cream, and three cherries on top. Damn, it looks so good. I had to eat it myself. Son of a
whoopsie doodle.
Something about that's just not right.
No, that's a fact.
That sounded dirty.
That's a dirty joke.
Well, it kind of was the information. But
still on the show?
Yeah, we're just getting ready to wrap her up. Just getting to the end of the show
so
here.
Just remember, Hightower Meats, 810-343-6188. I appreciate you, everybody. It doesn't matter. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, we'll make it good. And if we have to send it to you, we'll do it. A little extra charge. But you mention this podcast, I'll give you more of a discount. There we go.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Well, there's something we didn't cover. We got the phone number in there, but there's something that we wrote down we didn't cover because you don't have a website or anything like that yet. Facebook, but that's coming.
Yeah,
but
I am definitely working on
new... We just didn't cover the
new...
name, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
It is Hightower Meats, and I will have a Facebook out here real soon, I promise you, and we'll just make it work from there. Just mention this podcast, and I'll give you a discount, I promise.
Perfect. Hell yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate everybody who's been here tonight. It's been a great night, and we made it through episode 10. And
that was a toughie.
I don't know how we did it, but I hope you guys appreciate it as much as we did. And it's been good to give you some best of and everything. We appreciate Dylan being here, and thank him for serving our country. And,
yes, thank you, Dylan.
Absolutely, and we appreciate his dad being here and helping him to do it. And it's been a good night out here in Kimbletucky, and I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as we did. So we're gonna get the heck out of here and call tonight. And I hope you actually make it to the end of this 3-hour show because we actually have another phone interview for you at the end of this.
Oh, yes.
It's a very special phone interview. We had to blow probably about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, we had to blow into a call to our friend Davis down there in Florida. And we're
going to get our third sponsor, Sean, a phone call just so we could call in. We had a third one.
But we got him in studio because he came with his own mic.
It's
so
live.
He did come with his own mic. He did. He came
we
totally
got him.
Prepared. So.
We got him.
So we thank him. Dylan thanks him. Everybody's
This was a great episode 10.
Thanks for all the fun. Everybody enjoyed it. I think
we had a good time.
I had a great time.
We weren't too chaotic for you or too loud for you or too silly for you or whatever.
Well, you got some decisions to make tomorrow.
Yeah. Good luck fighting with your friends about that. Go ahead and bring that up.
Yeah, go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead, I dare you.
Well, right. God bless you guys.
Good times, man.
Heck yeah.
Woo! Round of applause.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. That was fun. That was fun. All right, and... It ain't about the money.
One more phone call for you, and then you're dismissed.
Dismissed. Hello?
Yeah, you never know. There could be all kinds of crazy drunken bullshit going on with this call. I think we're gonna get some voicemail.
No, you're not going to get some fucking voicemail.
Oh, my God. He's still awake on a Friday night. Mr. Rick Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
Why are you calling me on a secret number, bro?
Well, it's not really a secret number. Why do you think the IRS is calling you or what?
Well, I got an 18-year-old son that's not doing the right thing.
So you're more worried about him than you are about you for one point.
Ricky, what are you doing? This J dude,
Mr. Rick Davis, ladies and gentlemen,
on the spot.
Doesn't even know this call's coming in.
You know, you're on a live podcast right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty much. I already figured that out.
You were the smart one of the bunch.
Rick James ain't that dumb.
Well, Rick James, bitch.
Guess what, brother? You are the second caller on the fourth or fifth or 13th official. Two Guys in a Bottle of Podcast.
two guys in a bottle of vodka. I thought it was Scott and the Preacher Man.
Well, it is Scooter and the Preacher Man, but we are the official title is Two Guys in a Bottle of.
Yeah, we got to get back. We got to get back with the Jack thing. They wouldn't let us incorporate their name into our title, so now it's just two guys in a bottle of.
So you can say if you can call it Jack J A K K or something. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
man.
You could just drink what?
Think
well,
outside the box. Think what, outside the bottle, boys.
Well, it's
whatever
kinda,
you got a bottle.
It's kind of Jock Jack Jim Jim Jam Joom Joom.
I left my phone on for the first time last night, Scott, because Thursday nights has been your guys' night to smack me around on. After I go to bed,
it has been.
I left it on purpose, and no calls, no texts.
I know.
I was a little disappointed.
It was a pretty quiet night last night.
It really was.
Yeah, it was pretty cold up here, man. Nobody was doing anything, man. Yeah. It felt like midwinter up here.
Facebook people are having fires and shit like in their house, like not,
right,
like bonfires, like
yep.
Inside their house,
exactly,
Like a barbecue next to your house, Scott, where you used to live upstairs. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. No, there was no hanging out outside last night. Yeah, we were definitely in Michigan last night.
Yeah, colder than a witch's tit.
June 20th, pushing the first day of summer, and here we are with 50 degrees.
Yeah, we still.
And that was the high.
The high was good today.
I think we made it to 60, 65 yesterday.
Yeah, it just got pretty low. Not as nice as your brother.
That was yesterday. We're talking today's the first day of summer.
Yeah, today was beautiful. Today we hit 75. It was actually 80 down in the city. And it wasn't a bad day today.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Dave and Chuck are syndicated now. They're nationwide.
Right.
And they're down here at 98.7, the Shark, if you can believe that. Oh, I'm so excited, bro. It's unbelievable.
And
where are you at?
I can't believe that.
Where are you at?
Right.
You're down in Florida, right?
St. Petersburg Beach. I live 1.4 miles from Gulf of Mexico, bro.
Yep, yeah. I was down in Fort Myers, man. I lived right down the beach, Fort Myers Beach. Love it, man. I'm so jealous right now.
St. Pete Beach, dude.
Yep.
You know where it's at.
Yeah, I used to go
when
there.
When you're coming north on Fort Myers on 75, you take 275 to go across the Skyway Bridge, right?
Yep, been there.
Your first left is exit 17. That's me, brother.
Right on. Well, we'll be there tomorrow.
That's fine.
Right on.
It's the long drive.
I know. I haven't seen.
There's this thing called an airplane.
Oh, yeah,
It flies out of Flint. It's called a Legion. I can't spell it. There's a couple of L's, a couple of I's, a couple of G-A-T's. It flies right into St. Petersburg, and I can scoop your asses up.
Perfect. Perfect.
Near future, my friend, near future. I thought you were coming up here.
We'll be there in late August. My birthday's August 25th. I birthday in Michigan now.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I seen something on Facebook that you were thinking about coming up or something. Or I heard something.
Yeah, that's why. Well, it's all over the place because I built a brand new fence.
How many years were you in Myers?
21 years, on and off.
Yeah, it's fucking warm down here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean,
I remember walking out. I remember walking out of the house, and the sun wasn't even up. Getting ready to go to work doing concrete down there, and
you did concrete?
I did concrete, man. I beat that sun every day down there, man. It was horrendous, but you condition yourself to it. But anyway, yeah, when you're walking out of the house and you're already sweating before the sun's up, man, and it's like 100, percent humidity.
Your index is over 100. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just gets ridiculously, insanely hot.
So that's 10 degrees warmer than where I'm at.
Oh yeah. Well, the farther south you get, man.
Yeah, you're 97. Well, got a buddy of mine from Northern. Played hockey with him. He used to live in Myers for 9 years. Now he lives in Jacks. He's like, I couldn't do it, dude. I got to live in Jacks.
Yeah,
I was gonna ride my bike on the beach today because I had the morning off, and I woke up at 7:04 and it was 82 degrees outside.
Bam! Before. In your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I didn't drink and I drove 338 miles today to sell $10,000 in business.
And you did it like a champ.
I did, but that's not saying I don't have a cocktail in me. Currently, boys.
Currently. Cuz is drinking a cocktail.
Cocktail with some Tito's and water and some of that cranberry for my kidneys because I'm over 50.
And overweight.
And overweight?
And overweight.
Am I overweight?
Yeah, yeah. Peterson showed me those
overweight?
Pictures.
Not the way he's sweating down there.
Hold on. We'll get Tracy on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
Scott.
Uh-oh.
Jason. Say hi to Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
What's up, Tracy?
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm super duper.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
We're on a podcast right now. There's like 70 million people listening.
70 million? Wow.
What are they listening to?
The four of us. No.
Not even sure why I got to go to work on Monday if it's 70 million.
Right.
Holy moly.
I like the number, though. I like
it. Got it. So I'm not overweight. I'm just fat. Let's just put some shit in perspective.
Well, hey, there you go. Put us on your phone. Put us on the podcast. Click it, and then tell all the people you don't like or do like down there, and you know, either torture them. Or,
I don't even
or love
know
it.
How to do that, Scott. You're gonna have to text to me because I just got on Twitter, and I'm because of my business, and I just had a chick teach me how to do Twitter. So
yeah,
teach me how to do that technical stuff and.
We'll get you going.
We'll make it simple because actually we're not even out there. We finally published our first episode this week, so we actually got the first episode out there. It's out there online, and it's not really publicized yet. But we'll probably within the next week or so we'll have a couple two or three episodes out there, and we'll get the website up. So it'll be and I'll text it to you. It'll be twoguysinabottleof.com. That's two guys and a bottle of all one long word .com.
That way you can drink whatever you want.
Okay, I got you.
I know.
Yep, that
just
works.
That simple. Yeah,
that
we got the Twitter account set up, the Instagram set up, the email set up. In fact, it's mail mail at twoguysandabottleof.com, and then the website's gonna be the same.
Yeah, you think I'm going to remember all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's writing this down right now. Yeah, I can see him.
Well, I'm putting it in Morse code right now.
You can play it back on the podcast. So, in case you can't remember when you're listening to the podcast, write it down.
It's called my brother's name, the Bobcast, the Bobcast.
I know. I was gonna do that. I was trying to go with something simple. I was gonna call it Bobcast.com. Bobcast.com.
JeffDunham.com.
Very nice.
Hey, it's good to hear
so
from
where
you, man.
Where do you guys do this at? You do it at in your garage?
Yeah,
garage?
Believe it or not, we are in the Kimbletucky Studios. Kimbletucky Studios, right out here in Kimbletucky. Sitting here right here recording live.
Well, when you come up for your birthday, we'll have to have a couple cocktails out here.
Yeah, we'll get you an official interview right in front of the mic. By then we might actually have the studio started.
Right. How close was that address I texted you the other day?
Not even. That was 14th and Griswold. That's
in the city.
Yeah,
no,
that's miles
in,
away.
That's
yeah,
in,
that's almost
in
downtown.
The hood.
Right, right. Yeah, it's downtown.
That's in Heroinville. I mean, Huronville.
Oh, shit. He went there. You just said that.
Yeah, he did too.
Yeah, and if anybody else listened to the podcast earlier, we have a little clip about that. So now you have to listen to the podcast. And
the official launch?
Well, it's the second episode, you know. But, it's in there.
Don't you work, Jason? Jason, I thought you worked or something.
I'm still at the Hill.
Well, you're not at the Hill now.
11 years. No, I got, I work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and then Thursday, Friday, and then I give my Saturdays away because, you know, I just.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Night.
No.
Sunday,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night,
nights.
Thursday, Friday. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's more fun trying to make money doing this, so.
Yeah.
Well, we only live once, man. We're not getting any younger. Jason, are you younger or older than me?
I'm going to be 52 July 4th.
I will be 51 August 25th.
All right.
So you got me by a second.
Right. So you're older.
Nice.
First thing he does is pulls that out. Oh, by the way, you're older. Right.
And
that's going to be like 42, like,
yeah,
on Christmas.
I wish it ain't quite that good. I still got you beat by a couple of years, but not by quite that much.
I know. Well, I'm aware. Well, I'm aware.
Well, 5 out of 4 people are not good at math.
Right. So whose number is this that you're calling me on?
This is actually just, it's another beep. One of my accounts. I just, it's my, okay, it's so my, I, it's my, so Google, it's my this, Google voice this, account. We're probably going to go ahead and link this to the podcast because there's not an easy way to do phone
Someone's
calls.
Someone's going to put in the drunks in my phone. So I know
just,
to answer it.
Just put Scooter
and
the preacher
the
man
for Hunter. I'm going to put not the cops for Hunter. You know?
Yeah. not the cops. Yeah. Don't call the cops. Don't call this number and expect to get the cops. This is Scooter and the preacher man.
No, if you get the cops, Scott calls me, Jason. Remember?
Right. If you get the cops, it's because they're here.
Not to be confused with my son, Hunter.
Not trying to push any pain there, Jason.
Well, yeah, both our kids are named Hunter, right?
They are, yeah. Mine's 18. Mine's 18, and he's out of jail.
18 and out of jail. Mine spent the better part of 13 to 17 in jail. So, but he's doing great, man. He's out in North Dakota, man. He's making like $32 an hour right now, so.
So he's 20. He's probably 20 by now.
20. Yep. Yeah. Well, he'll be 21.
He's 20 and out of jail.
20 and he'll be 21.
And out of jail.
And out of jail. Yeah, he's done with it. He don't want nothing to do with that crap no more.
Yeah, we learned.
He learned pretty quick. Yeah. So he's doing great. So I give him props on that, man.
So he's in North Dakota doing oil, probably, right?
He's up there working. He does the snow removal in the winter, rides around with the trucks and all that, gets all that snow out of there for everybody, like in minus 55 degree weather. And then the summertime, rides around and paints all the roads. So, yeah, he's doing good.
Good for him, man. Good for him.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Tell your kid to go out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how it is. He's only 18. He knows everything. He's 18.
Oh, yeah. Forget.
Get excited, Scott, when your boy gets 18.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. They know everything.
Yep. They know everything.
Everything.
Right. You can't teach him a damn thing.
Well, that's why you got to teach him young.
No, but you can.
You do. And then you got to let them go. And, you know, that's what you can do. You know what I'm saying?
They make their own choices. They make their own choices.
Well, they have to. You got to kick them out of the nest. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep. Righto.
Twist them up like a pretzel and throw them off the front porch.
Then you can get sex with your girlfriend all the time. A rumor has it.
Oh, once the kids move out.
Right, Tracy? What? Just say yes. Just say it. She said yes.
She's already
said it. It's on a podcast. She said yes.
We know she was already sleeping. Because when we called, we know we were both of them were sleeping. Either that or else Davis was figuring the cops were calling. I mean, it's either one of them.
No, it's
because
dude,
he's like looking at the number.
Not even 10. Is it 10? It's not even 10.
It's not even 10.
Oh, shit. Well, it's quarter not even 11.
1 out of 12.
Hold on, fuckers. We got 26 minutes left of the Imitation Game movie, and it's a good movie. I'd recommend that.
1 out of 12.
If Netflix has made it to Michigan yet and Port Huron, try the Imitation Game. It's a good movie.
All right, I'll check it out. I got Netflix.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
There you go.
Oh man.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you fuckers go because I got a 9 o'clock appointment tomorrow, and it's 50 minutes away. So I'm going to get my drink on and finish this movie and.
Take a nap, we'll give you a heads up. We're going to give you a real interview. This was kind of just a test call, but we'll get with you. We'll get a real interview in and talk about some Florida shit and go on.
We'll go with that.
Perfect.
I got your number. I'll put you in as the drunks. I got
perfect.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, can you hold on for a second?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Wow. I think we're really on hold. I've never heard that noise before. Wow. We are officially on hold. Wait a minute, where's our Jeopardy?
Never had this happen before. Oh, it's only our second call.
Son of a bitch. It's a new one.
Bitch.
Waiting
for Davis.
I know.
There's
something new.
Waiting for Davis.
I don't want to get off on a rant here, but this country's so intolerant right now, they might as well change the plaque at the base of the Statue of Liberty to read, "Go the fuck back to Fuckatania."
Whoa! Holy. Didn't
Little
see that one coming.
Dennis
either.
Miller, lady and gentlemen.
I love the Dennis Miller.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I think we did talk about him one night.
We did.
On a thing. We did. What, he was there and then he's gone.
What happened to
him? I don't know. We might have just dropped a call. I'm not sure what hell happened all right. there. But let's
maybe that's his way of hanging out down in Florida. Maybe that's what they do.
I believe. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a 90210. Goodbye. Yeah. Melrose Place, goodbye.
Yep. Okay, goodbye. No, hold on. Hold on.
Yep.
We need a answer right. machine drop or something.
That's all right. No, we're good. We'll shut that down.
All right. See you, Rick. Are we leaving him?
Yeah, hell yeah, we
are. All right, later, bud.
Close that.
All right.